Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, 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 w
Hey, what's going on with you, man? It's another Friday. This is DZAM Radio Online Everything. This is what we're doing over here. I am your boy, number two. I'm number two. My daddy, number one, so I'm number two. That's what it is. This show will be explicit. You can download the show after the show on iTunes. This is the WFSO Radio Network, and let's get into it. Today is definitely the first. Shout out to everybody who get the ball today or do what they got to do, pay bills today. It is bill paying day, and it's a lot of shit that's going on. Food stamp is officially cut. They officially took about $5 million from the SNAP program. So if you get your food stamps today or sometime later this month, if you don't really pay attention to the government, your shit is coming up short. It's not a mistake. It's definitely done on purpose. A lot of families, I don't know, maybe this will get people right. Some people do abuse the system, but it's a lot of people that do use the food stamps or whatnot for the right purposes. But, yeah, I think they cutting it out. That selling shit, not going to be so much to sell, not too much extra. I don't think it was ever too much extra. People just do their own thing. So it's like the average meal, you know, I checked this out. The average meal per person is like $1.46 a day. I don't know who the fuck eat off $1.46 per meal, not per day, per meal. I don't know who the hell eat a meal for $1.36. Guess they go portion size, how you cut it down, how you break it down. I guess I don't know exactly how they get these numbers, but food stamps have definitely been cut. It's definitely real. It's definitely about to get serious. The other things, they're going to cut a lot of things. These are the things, these are the people you voted for. So this is what we get. A lot of people going to be praying to God and eating wish sandwiches this month. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You got to do what you got to do to take care of business. We are resilient people. That doesn't mean that they should take our things and just think, okay, they'll fix it. They'll find a way to do things. Not exactly the right way to do things, but this is the world we live in. This is the country we live in. Land of the free, home of the brave. This is what it is. So, I think people need to, you know, you need to really get on it, man. That's $5 billion axed from the food stamp program. That's a lot of money. I don't know exactly. They got a breakdown. They actually got a breakdown on the internet that I get to a little bit later that tells you per person how much you'll be losing. You know, it's crazy, though. So we'll get into that. But right now we're going to get into the Cranberry Show. We are you. We'll get back at you. It's your boy number two.
Down in the sea, all red dawn, all red fall.
He said it's been 18 years since the nigga last saw you. Now you came back. Left my mom with six kids and started another family. How the fuck do you explain that?
His dad said his son's weak.
Son, nigga, you ain't got the right to call me that. I used to stay up all night like an insomniac, wondering what I did for you to never call me back. Even my mom tried to move on and all of that. But shit, a pregnancy was like the 2012 presidency. Cause yo, despite her having a good nigga where she was, she tried to go and fuck with the white upper nose. Man, it cost that baby. She told my granny that she lost that baby. Doctor damn near had to defrost that baby. Cause she was trying to get over you, mainly.
He called his ex-girlfriend and said,
babe, it's about time that we came back. She said it's been 4 years, our daughter ain't had a family. How the fuck do you explain that? Plus you found somebody else, now you found a new nigga. Now I don't mean shit to you. I swear that should be killing my mind. Yo, I know his dick ain't bigger than mine. Nah,
like, really though, is it?
Man, fuck it, I don't wanna know. You said we grew too far apart, and you doubt that any love you once had was ever gonna grow. But it's bullshit because you said you always gonna love me, and together forever is like I gotta get a cleaver, sharpen it so you never could leave. Put it to your neck and pull it back so you never could breathe. Then put it to my wrist till I feel the metal and scream.
Where are you when I need you?
my newborn. Made me feel like I was reborn. Coming up in a world that's so scorned. It's fucked up, airplane corn. Everything about you I already adore. Shit, you my baby girl. When I think about it, made me wanna shed a tear. Got me wrapped around your finger. And you just got here, swear to God on my life I would get 100 years. If that's what it takes for you to never shed a tear, I ain't go front. When I first saw your mother's baby bump, I was scared cause nobody would compare to you. So if you love somebody more than yourself, look him in the eye, tell him you the most important person in my life. Everything is gonna be alright. And without you, I would much rather die. And now I'm screaming.
Hey, what's going on? This is your boy number two. This is DZAM Radio. That was the Cranberry Show. So basically, I found the figures and found out the numbers and whatnot as far as for a family of four. So I guess the family of four right now receives about $668 a month. So they're going to cut that back to $632 a month, which basically equals up to like $432 a year. I'm doing that in the head. This story don't actually tell you that. But it do tell you, like, the reduce or whatnot. It's like 21 meals per month, according to them, because they feel like you, as a four-person family, per person, per meal, is like $1.40 to feed a person. So that's basically what it is. So you're basically losing $432 a year if you're a family of four receiving food stamps or whatnot. That's crazy. That's a lot of money. And with the store prices being so fucking high, it's ridiculous. Like, store prices are ridiculous. Every time I walk in Pick and Save, I'm flabbergasted, I guess is the word, because the prices of things have definitely gone up. I've even cut back to go to Walmart, all these different things to get different things, and it's still high. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't understand how they price it. Money ain't going up. Minimum wage ain't going up, but This is our economy. This is our president. These are our senators. These are our governors. These are the people we elect. Like, it's a group problem. It's not just Obama fault. It's not just Boehner fault. It's not just the Senate or all these people. Or Scott Walker. It has something to do with all of them. The things that go on. Understanding that each state is ran by a governor, and these programs are ran, you know, from state to state. But, you know, if the government doesn't send the money, then the state can't allocate it to these different programs. So this is the shit that happens. So my apologies to the families that will be struggling to eat things, you know. You got to cut back, I guess, little smaller portions. Eat less. It's hard. I mean, luckily right now it's school. So during school and work and things, that's the easy part. You know, a lot of people, you know, we buy food and we don't, you know, if you had a job or if your kid's at school or whatnot, it's a little bit easier. You know, schools ease that up a little bit. You know, that's a big help. A lot of people don't see it like that. But, you know, if your kid's at school most of the day, then it's a help. But it's like those Christmas break is coming up. I know Thanksgiving break is coming up. So the kids are there, so they eat more. They want to snack. And I feel bad for the kids that's going to get yelled at a little bit more about running through things. You know, we kids, as kids, you know, I snuck a lot of stuff, ran a lot of stuff, went in my mom's room, got the shit from under the bed. But, you know, I felt like, you know, I was – that's weird, too. I don't be a parent that pushes – I don't do that. Like, I think that was weird. My mama did that weird-ass shit, like putting shit under the bed. I think that's childish. Like – listen, man, kids eat things. If you have to budget, like spend this much and then go spend that, you know what I'm saying, to slow a child down. But I try to hide shit and put it under the bed. That's crazy, especially since 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, if you have children and you get government benefits, they're a major part in why you're getting it. So you can't really, like, how can you really turn them down or deny them from something they want when, truthfully, it's for their benefit? It's kind of like child support and those things, but, you know, we ain't going to get into that a lot. But, you know, stop keeping shit away from your kids. Also, if you're eating steak and shrimp, unless your kid is allergic to shellfish like I am, I can't eat shrimp. So my stepdad was the only person in our house eating shrimp because I couldn't eat that shit. My mama can't eat it. My little brother can't eat it. So we all have allergies towards it. But whatever you are eating, your kid should be eating. You shouldn't be eating steak and fried chicken or hot wings and your kid's eating hot dogs. I think that's definitely not the right thing to do. That is not good parenting. I think that also is a form of abuse. I think a lot of shit is abuse. A lot of things that parents done, a lot of those things my mother did, I can't lie. No, she didn't. Whatever she ate, we ate. Most of the time my mother wasn't there. She worked a lot and then she was drunk, but, you know, that's me keeping it real. Yeah, so we ate whatever she ate, you know. Like I said, she ate good, we ate good. We weren't too much of a hot dog family. That's why I got bougie taste buds. Like, I can't eat at everybody else. My mother is like an excellent cook. And I've taken that and put it in my household, and I feel like I'm a great cook. I've never had complaints. People love my food. So yeah, that's so if, like, you invite me to your house, and I don't, it's certain things I look at, like you as a person, cleanliness, your house, the way you cook things. Like, I probably get on a lot of people's nerves. I'd be like, what is you doing? Like, dang, how you do that? Yeah, I'm annoying. So like, you got to cook me. And then, so if you cook before I get there, then I probably ain't going to eat that shit. And I don't eat on paper plates. I know I've had plenty of debates about this. I don't eat off paper plates. I refuse to eat off paper plates. If you invite me to your house and you give me a paper plate, I'm not going to eat it. You call me whatever you want. I don't eat off paper plates. It's not my thing. Never have been my thing. We've always ate off glass, and I'm from the hood. I don't eat off paper plates. It's not. Like, if I'm at a function, it's like at a park or there's a big family thing like Thanksgiving, you know, not really, because usually Thanksgiving is at my mama house or my granny house, and they know how I am, so I eat off plates. I just regular glass plates. I'm not a fan of paper plates. I don't understand the logic of paper plates. A lot of people say it saves on dishes, it cuts down waste, and I'm like, yeah, if you eating out of a bag like potato chips or a lot of microwave food, it does. But if you cook, if you're cooking macaroni, chicken, steak, pork chop, whatever it is that you eat in your household, you have to use pots. There's no paper disposable pots that you're using. So you have to wash those dishes. So what's a couple plates and forks and spoons added to that? That doesn't make sense. So the logic of why people use paper plates makes no sense to me. So, and then especially the people who save paper plates and wash paper plates, that's really goofy. Or paper cups or anything, that's goofy. I don't drink out of paper cup, none of that. It's just not my thing, except for like McDonald's big ass cups or Wendy's or whatever local restaurant I may visit. I love, like, I always get the big ass cup just to keep it. I still, you know, hood mentality forever. Those big old cups definitely come in handy, and they also get rid of liquids quick. Like, you can't have those big-ass cups. Like, those big-ass cups in my house, I fill them up, like, to the top. So, like, a 2-liter is, like, 2.5 cups or whatever I'm drinking, or 1. It depends on, you know, what it is. Like I said, that's 2 liters going off that. So, yeah, that's the type of shit that goes on in my household, and the things that I don't like that grown people do to children. I really can't stand that. I really don't like ass whoopings either. Like, whoopings, period. I don't believe in whoopings. I got whoopings. Didn't help. It helped, but it didn't help. Like, it made me a tougher person. It made me be able to adapt to the things outside of home. Made me an angry kid, too, though. So, like, I'm an angry-ass dude. Like, it even transformed. I mean, see, sometimes when you try to use big words and your head ain't working right, you say shit and it don't sound right. So don't mind me. It's not early in the morning because I've been up for a while. But I didn't go to sleep till like 1 or 2, some shit like that. But I'm up. We up. We doing our thing. So, like I said, man, Budget. Learn how to budget. Learn how to use coupons. I think that's the big thing now, man. Coupons are the big thing. Learn how to use them. I didn't know. Like I'm a pick. Like I said, I can shop at Pick and Save. So I always thought since I had the card, that was the coupon. So I never clipped coupons. So I didn't really read the coupon, knowing that with the card and the coupon, it was more savings. So pay attention to your coupons. Sunday papers, online, it's a couple websites you want to check out. Actually, I give you those, a couple websites that I use that you can print out manufacturer coupons. But the Sunday papers, sales papers, start keeping those, start looking through them. I know you got a lot of shit going on in life, a lot of shit going on, but they could save you a lot of money, and you can feed your family efficiently, and no one has to go to bed starving or go to school starving. You don't have to not take a lunch to work. So it's little small things that we can do that's going to have to get us through this type of shit, because these people don't give a fuck about us, Democrat, Republican, white nor black, because all the people in Washington are rich. There's no broke people in the Senate, governor, houses. Obama wasn't broke. Like they don't have broke people there, so it is what it is with that. So we'll get back to that subject after this. This is Billy Blue, You Gonna Make It, Future Implies.
Now what you tell me? Put the heat on my hat, right. Put the mules on my jeans, put them racks in my pocket, show these hoes that I'm clean. If they think it's a dream, bitch, I come to life. If you working for rent, you gon' make it a night. My apron known for the white. Chef in the kitchen, just a ball like a dog. I gotta handle my business, looking out for the whoop. Keep my name out the loop, tell my rich bring it back. Make it do what it do.
Breaker, I'm rad.
On that hand, so I'm vibing. So class to relax, bitch, it's all about timing. A-B's for the lowest. Say that on the real low. All this money I spun, flow feel like a pillow. Got a caramel bitch with her hair like she Willow. When that roof come back, boy, she the real deal. When opportunity knock, she make sure that she take it. When she suck that dick, I tell her, bitch, you gon' make it. In the kitchen, I'm caking. In the Chevy, I'm skating. Keep the Thule on deco, just for every occasion. Girl, it's my education. You fucking don't keep me waiting. You make it do what it do. I tell you, bitch, you gon' make it. Lego, bitch, you gon' make it. Tell you, bitch, you gon' make it. Make it do what it do. I tell you, bitch, you gon' make it. Lego, bitch, you gon' make it.
Hey, Blue.
Bitch, you gon' make it.
Oh, that bitch gon' make it, bro.
Do. I tell you, bitch, you gon' make
my,
it.
My day, I'm gone so big, she poking me in my side. Ask me what's in my car. I told her, bitch, ain't I flies? Got a body on the Western. Had to throw away my nine. Act I wanted some hair. I told her, not if it's dry. Bought the yellow and the white rolling, cause I couldn't decide. Ain't like the shit that they offered, so I took them crackers to trial. Asked her why she tripping. She said I came in her eye. I told she know like I know. She'll wear some shades the next time. When I go to pick up the work, I pay a bitch just to drive. He want a quote on the nine. He stole his ass saying five. I got drunk last night and threw my chain out the window. Asked me was I going back to get it. Told him I ain't petty, little nigga. I holler whoop when I see him, cause I heard that he snitching. Holler whoop when he come around, so y'all pay attention. Holler whoop cause he 5-0, so on want it chickens. I told him wait as she throw that pussy. That bitch, you gon' make it. Let go.
In the kitchen, I'm caking. In the Chevy, I'm skating. Keep the Thule on deco, just for every occasion. Girl, it's my education. You fucking don't keep me waiting. You make it do what it do. I tell you, bitch, you gon' make it. Let go. Bitch, you gon' make it. Tell you, bitch, you gon' make it. Make it do what it do. I tell you, bitch, you gon' make it. Let go. Bitch, you gon' make it. Bitch, you gon' make it. Make it do what it do. I tell you, bitch, you gon' make it. Let go.
Shout out to all the bitches that's gonna make it, cause it's gonna be a baller in their life. Hey, what's going on? This is D-Zam Radio. This is Webby, the realest, Savage Life 4.
You're the realest I ever met.
Can you hear me now?
Realest that I've ever seen. And your body's so picturesque. You belong in a magazine.
trying to tell you the best around, not just around, I mean all around. I mean really everyone, you just shut them down and just mess around. We done mess around, so I know they know me, Muhammad Ali. I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Box that ass up and go hang like a G. I got a bad bitch team, you the MVP. The leader, I might treat you different, lay around, beat you, squeeze you, please you. Jungle fever done did all that, can't no one see you. Real stones, no cubes to cone. You soft like a ball like. And you know your boy likes to go all night like horse like. But if this don't last, I ain't even gonna cry. You could take my heart, I ain't even gonna die. Shit still be sweet like I'm beating on fire. Have to take my leg, try to sleep around night. I'ma leave alone now, cause I can see you gon' vibe. And I ain't tryna run you off, not at all. Hot girl, I ain't even gon' lie.
You're the realest I ever met, realest that I've ever seen. And your body's so picturesque, you belong in a magazine.
My love, you done sold your patience. And I didn't know it was gonna take this long, but you still kept waiting. Then they start imitating, translating, perpetrating. And you ain't see none of that shit, cause you know the real deal, I'm the one they tracing. Girl, you feel what I'm saying, and I can feel your heart racing. Can't nobody amplify your body like me, baby. You know you love it when you ride me, and I drive you crazy. Been letting these soulfuls ride me round, I ain't been driving lately. I don't know how I get so straight up. You know the streets made me. Street lights and boulevards. Fuck around and had a baby. And I'm growing up and I'm showing up and I'm blowing up. And every time I make a buzz, she say the same stuff.
You're the realest I ever met. Realest that I've ever seen.
Realest that I've ever seen.
And your body's so picturesque. You belong.
Hey, what's going on? That was Webby, the realest future in Lloyd. And it is what it is. I am the realest. This is DZAM Radio. Hit your boy up at 646-915-9644. Follow me at DZAM Online on Twitter. It is what it do. It do what it is. But yeah, so, you know, last and final thought on that, man. Like I said, man, be careful what you do. Spend wisely and feed your families correctly. Support Revolt. Revolt, revolt, revolt. If you got cable or Comcast, if you don't, tweet your internet, I mean your cable or internet provider so you can get that. Revolt, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, whatever you want to call them, support that. Truly Black Entertainment. It's the new music. It actually plays music. MTV, BET have far gone from that. They rather play reality and steal shows from other networks and show the reruns. But you know, I'm not hating on them. They got to make money too, so they got to do what they got to do. But shouts out to Diddy. Also support Oprah, OWN Network, doing their thing. I was watching like 2020 on there last night, like old episodes. I don't know if they was old or new. They seemed old, or they was just old cases. I don't know. But, you know, support OWN. But Revolt, I'm a music person. I love music. Revolt is the shit. I love Revolt. I tweet AT&T all the time to get. Because UVerse doesn't actually have Revolt right now. I checked it out online. I do whatever I got to do to support it. Go to my people house who got cable, Time Warner Cable, that is. But yeah, man, that's a big look. Revolt is definitely dope. Black people owning shit. It is always a plus in my eyes. Some people probably don't like it, but that's what's up. You know, job creation, money being made, black man doing his thing. I know it's a lot of controversy over Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, a lot of things people like to put on Illuminati, all that. At the end of the day, that's a black man getting money. I don't know what he does in his personal life. I don't know him. Try not to speculate. Only comment on the things that, you know, come out. You know, I don't necessarily believe it. I report them sometimes. I don't say that they're facts, but it is what it is. I definitely support Revolt. That's R-E-V-O-L-T on Time Warner Cable and also on Comcast. So if you got cable, scroll. Oh, they don't have the guide no more. Like, what happened to Channel 2? That's shit crazy. Push your guide, find it, look it up, search in the networks, however you do it on cable. And look up Revolt and support that. That's definitely what's up. We got some good shows on there. Play a lot of good music. It's not just rap. It's not just R&B. It's not Biggie Smalls all day. It's a real music network. True music network. It's definitely dope. You can also check out some shit at Revolt.tv. So check out Revolt.tv. Follow Diddy. He always letting you know what's going on. I am Diddy is his Twitter. I think that's what it is. So shouts out to Diddy once again. He's definitely doing his thing. That's definitely what's up. And I'm definitely supporting that. Shout out to the Boston Red Sox, World Series champions. They won it. They did their thing. I'm a Brewers fan, so I'm not necessarily happy. But I think that city needed that, especially after the tragedy of the marathon bombing or whatnot. It's definitely convenient, definitely a good look for them to win. I'm not going to say convenient. That sounds kind of conspiracy. But shouts out to the Boston Red Sox. They did their thing. Good win on that. And, you know, more to come. The NBA season has started. My favorite sport. I love it. Miami Heat definitely is my team. I'm also a Bucks fan. I'm from Milwaukee. So I'm always rocking with the home team, but LeBron James is my favorite player. That 2-minute commercial of his, that's the only commercial I'm saying. It's like that commercial dope, well put together. I don't care who that commercial would have been for. That's a dope ass commercial. Whoever put that together, that's real slick. Nike or whoever the fuck put it together, that's dope. Whoever idea that was, that's a dope ass commercial. When you run it, come from the crib, do the practice, all the people on the bikes run, swim, that shit, the triathlon shit, that's a dope ass commercial. So they opened up the season against the Chicago Bulls. Win. Ching, ching. They lost the next night, though, to Philly. Shouts out to Chicago last night on their first win of the season against New York. So shout outs. Glad Derrick Rose is back healthy. It was a good game last night. Low scoring. Not enough points made, so I don't understand how these people think they're going to beat Miami. Brooklyn, they look horrible. The Bucks. Shouts out to the Bucks. They played a good game, and they came back. And really fought against the Knicks. In the end, they lost. But, you know, it was a good game. Shouts out to everybody in my fantasy league. I am going to win. I'm leading right now versus the person I'm playing against. LeVon, yeah, I'm kicking your ass. You don't have a chance. I'm the best. You're not. So, enough about that. That's definitely what's it. What else is fucking going on? It's a lot of shit that goes on that I pay attention to. And things that I watch around the internet. So, you know, check out the internet. I'm a fan of the internet. I'm glad the internet is here. A lot of things that I noticed. Kerry Washington, please support that black woman. Support her, period, as a woman, as a great actress. Support her as, you know, she you know, as a person making money, providing for her family, independent, and not dependent on nobody. So shouts out to Kerry Washington. Scandal Thursdays. I'm boozy. I don't watch BET Scandal. I don't. I watch ABC Scandal, Channel 12 on Thursdays at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time. I don't watch BET Scandal. I'm not promoting BET Scandal either. But if you want to watch BET Scandal, come on Wednesdays. I don't know exactly the time, but Wednesdays on BET Scandal. That show is amazing. It gets more amazing every week. Also, support Hostage. I love Hostages. It's called Hostages. CBS. It comes on Mondays at 9 o'clock. Another dope show. It's another show that I watch. Sleepy Hollow. They start back Monday. That show comes on Monday, 8 o'clock. want to say Channel 6, Fox 6, I'm pretty sure it is. Another dope show, another great actress. She does her thing. Very enjoyable show. But yeah, that's a good show. So Hostages, Scandal, Sleepy Hollow, that's what I be watching. Besides ESPN, that's what I watch. Shouts out to Tiger, man. Tiger from YMCMB. Dude, work ethic is ridiculous. He's got another album dropping pretty soon. I like his music. He does his thing. The development of the young man. I'm not too sure about his contract, the shit he be saying about casting. Like, he don't say nothing bad about him, but it kind of rubs me the wrong way, even though it's not my business that he claims he doesn't get checks from Cash Money. He just treats his situation like an independent and just do his own thing and make his own money, which is cool. If you do not know who Lil Terrio is, you need to YouTube Lil Terrio. That's LIL space TERIO, Lil Terrio. Lil Terrio dance, that's my shit. Like, Lil Terrio funny as hell. You gotta look that up. Once again, that's LIL space TERIO, Lil Boy dancing, getting his groove on. He get it in. I fucks with Lil Terrio. So support Lil Terrio. That's definitely, I definitely enjoy watching his clips, his videos. He a funny ass dude. Plies is back. I fuck with Plies. I like Plies music. He's coming back majorly. He's been dropping albums, been doing his thing. It's a hot thing. That's what's up. Shouts out to Drake also. This is my shout-out time. Shouts out to Drake. He is the global ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. So they gave him a position. They're going to use him like Drake. Hopefully he's able to use them as well. You know, that's how it goes. You know, you gotta use each other because they're going to definitely use you. So it is what it is with that. I got a non-shout out to the fucking, like, D-Zam, like, for real. D-Zam, Waka Flocka is a fucking clown. I understand the reason why he pissed off the tweets or whatnot and the beef and the back and forth, but Gucci Mane is locked up. It doesn't serve you or look well for you to be making diss songs and videos. You and Wu the Kid, y'all look like clowns. Y'all making diss videos like him and Psychiatric. That shit ain't funny. Like, I think Gucci may have psychiatric problems. You his boy if he does. What's so funny about that? I don't know. That's just lame. He in jail. He can't do nothing to you. That's clown shit. Stop. If you gonna beef or do whatever you gonna do, y'all can fight when he get out of jail or something, man. That doesn't make any sense that you want to wait till you knew he was dissing you before he got locked up. Then you wait, start making songs of it. Like, you knew all this shit. You could have said something, made the song when he was out. That's corny. So don't do that. That's not what's up. Not at all. Makes you look like a lame. So you're definitely the clown of the week. Shouts out to all my people. It is Friday, so.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed.
I know this.
But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Still a classic. I love that movie. Forever will love that movie, man. Smokey, Chris Tucker. You need to get up there and do the last Friday or however they're going to do it. That you need to do that, man. That's why we know you. That's how you came into a lot of our households. So Chris Tucker, stop being big time, especially when you got, I don't care about your money problems. It's not about that. Come on, man. Do that. You need to take care of that. Man, shouts out to Chicago. Once again, I'm a total fan of Chicago. They got a new dance crave called Bop. Bopping, whatever it's called, is dope. I like the music. I fuck with the movement. So actually, I'm going to get into a couple songs right now. So if you a bopper, if you bop, that's my shit. It's different terms because in my city, bopper means something totally different. I don't want to get into that. But shouts out to Chicago once again for giving us something else. Remember the percolator and the what the fuck was the other shit? The hot feet shit. I forgot what it's called, but that was my shit too. So Chicago once again, also stepping. They always doing something in Chicago, and it's definitely always hot, and I'm definitely feeling this new trend. So here's a little Chris Bop Like Me. If you're a bopper,
it's that real West Side shit. Shout out my youngest bopping. Breezy Montana, what up? Sasha Go Hard, what up? We Nae Nae. see y'all too. Hey, yo, Chris.
I'm up like a demon. Turned up like Fiesta. Swagged up like Ayo. And I keep that bankroll. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me. Like
Fiesta Boy, swagged up like Ayo, and I keep that bankroll. Bitch can't buy like me, bitch can't buy like me, bitch can't buy like me, bitch can't buy like me. Bell Booker say double G, tell you niggas wanna fight me. All the bad bitches like me, all the bad bitches gon' go. Turned up with D-Lo, cash out at the Gucci store. Polo boots on my toes, money called in my door. Find it like it's Nemo. Hit that wall like chemo. My team ball like chemo. And all them hoes get loose. Loose. See them flashing great goose. Swagged up like I'm Juice. We be CTU. Gucci Lil, we Prada. In the war zone with Walla. Off the dope, I'm higher. Looking for Mariah. Flags on the bandana. Me and Breezy Montana. We having shit out there, bro. So I keep that hammer. I'm poppin' like Lil Chemo. Turned up like Fiesta Boy. Swagged up like Ayo. And I keep that bankroll. Bitch can't buy like me. 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 I'm poppin' like Lil Chemo. Turned up like Fiesta Boy. Swagged up like Ayo. And I keep that bankroll. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me.
I bet you can't buy like me. Hit the king, more walk like me. Rap for Giada's like me. Turn on with Team Seattle like me. I be turned up in these streets. All I need is this rope beat. Fresh designers off my ass. Fresh designers on my feet. When I pop these hoes get thirsty. All the shit I'm swerving. And I'm always catching out. And I keep a roll like dirt. Catch a thought, I'm shooting. Catch a op, I'm blowing. They call me Aaron Rodgers. Cause all these bullets I'm blowing. Now turn up. Watch me up. Boy, D-Lo, turn up. Got Chewy shits, got Gucci shits. Goddamn, my swag don't turn up. Cause I'm bopping on these hoes like Chemo. Then I hit the talk shit like D-Lo.
I'm bopping like Lil Chemo. Turned up like the F1. Swagged up like Ayo. And I keep that bankroll. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me. Bitch can't buy like me.
A lot of energy. I be losing weight doing this shit, man. I love these songs, man. Get back into a Sicko Mob Fiesta, Chicago.
Up in the vino, and you know we be going up. we bail out and they talking up, cause my whole team be traded up. Sick on them big Gucci dogs, sick on them big Louis down. We got these bitches going crazy, that's the world around the town. Big bands in my pocket, I don't carry no wallet. Get on my dick, I'm stunning, got the baddest bitches watching.
Yeah, she crackin', I rollin', all my niggas told, they got that bitch in with soul, and all they'll be gone. Rock, choose and rock.
Parade on the block, we marching. Plenty guns on flogging. I shoot the head, my target. Tip a rush and they mobbing. And we don't do no talking. And to the day, oh, you don't want no problem.
Yeah, we crack and I'm rolling. All my niggas told, they got that bitch here with soul. And all they hope we go. Rock, choose and rob and drill. So they jock and I got the Fifi rocking. Strong, blessing, wallet. Like that money, we spend it. Shake it open, catch it. And so shine we hit.
Shout out to the Sicko Mob. Let's run Milwaukee County. It is what it is. Ray Nitty, lights down low.
Lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. She don't wanna, no, she don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low.
And I know the game and you hurting, girl.
You hurt, girl.
So you won't commit and you push away, but it's worth it, girl.
Worth it, girl.
They say you too young for love. I say what's too young for us? They scream out no new friends. I say watch your old ones, them old ones be the jealous ones. They don't wanna see you putting on, put something on you so cold. Just let it all unfold. So girl, turn them lights low and let me take control.
She don't wanna. No, she don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low.
Patience is a virtue, so I won't leave until you get here. My love lasts like light years in that bedroom. I'm nice, yeah. Them kisses down low, make you arch your back. I'ma kick you down low, make you come right back. I'm the comeback kid.
Look what I did.
She called a man and she told a man she ain't coming home. She fell in love with that slow motion, that love cologne. She called me and she told me to come put it on.
She don't wanna. No, she don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low.
They scream out no new friends. I say watch your old ones.
She say she won't be in love, but not tonight. She on one. And I can't give you all of me, the only half of you. But if you turn the lights low, we can make it do. They scream out no new friends. I say watch your old one.
She don't wanna leave. No, she don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low.
What's going on? That was Ray Nitty, like down low. It is what it is, man. Let's continue, man. Milwaukee County, it is. New money, pull up.
New money. Morning flights, 9-11.
Pull up. Catch me when I land.
Hey, lately, I just been so faded. I can tell you, man, my day. Dazing, always independent. Dazing, think I need to slow it down. Fuck it, pulling out the round. All I do is pull up. I say all I do is
another dollar, another reason to get faded. I'ma pull you up, don't waste it. Ooh, you wasted my, just face it. And your girl just is gone. How y'all plan to make it home? Gotta work up in the morning, can't call it. You lost your phone, but you too fucked up. Hey, to everybody now, another red cup of this, and you ain't never turning down. I got that Bombay and Ciroc. Codeine in my Sprite, I regret it in the morning, but I love these kind of nights. As I board another flight, even though I'm past the limit, vision blurry, words slurring, I can't finish off a sentence now. Hold it. Them hoes over, bitch, roll up. My cup empty, I'm stuck simply, but still screaming,
hey,
bitch, pull up.
Faded, 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 I can tell you when my days ain't always in the finish.
Hope you feeling how I'm feeling. Oh, pupils dilated, but them ravens cover that. What you doing over there? Shout it, this is where it's at. Hating, all we do is pull up. Know they hate it when we hit, cause they security can't control us. I'll account up when you see me. That's all a nigga know. It's the money on the hoe. You counterfeit, you get exposed. Damn, I can barely even stand right. She got a on it. Show me what the headlines. That's that liquor talk unless you with it. Your man here, even if you was, shit, you wouldn't admit it.
I'm too turned up, don't act twisting my cup. It's potent, I'm floating, I'm too turned up. I said I'm too turned up, don't act twisting my cup. It's potent, I'm floating, I'm too.
Hey, lady, I can go faded, I can tell you where my days are. Dazing, always in the finish. Dazing, think I need to slow it down. Fucking pull another round. All I do is pull up. I say all I do is pull up. And all I do is
Take that.
Yeah, what it is what it do. Ray Nitty, man. Shout out to the boy Ray Nitty, Lights Down Low, produced by Business Boy. Little dude, I knew the little dude. We actually stayed on the same block, Long Island. That's where we stayed at. Same block or whatnot. I seen Little Dog was doing that back in the day, so that's what's up, you know. I definitely salute him. Definitely chopped it up about that. Then some other shit happened, so it didn't work out. Fuck. It is what it is. But like I said, shouts out to Ray Nitty. Shouts out to New Money, Poe Up. That's a dope-ass track, too. Support the city, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's where I'm from. That's where I was bred. It is what it is. I'm tired of seeing the Twitter beef between Chicago cats. It's kind of goofy-ass shit. Like, I'm not saying it's not serious. I'm not saying it's not real street shit. I understand the things that people are claiming and things that's going on. But come on, man. Like, let's grow as a people. Take the shit off Twitter. Let's stop the shit, period. You know what I'm saying? Me talking ain't going to really stop anything. But me saying it does put it in the air, and hopefully someone hears it of importance and someone understands that it's not worth it. People have children. People have kids. And people are, you know, making money in a music business to provide for your family from buying shit, seeing shit that you probably never thought you would, especially when you come from a ghetto in a hood or a projects and didn't have much growing up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, come on now, let's get it together. We growing as a people. We growing as artists. We're growing as a nation. I know there's a lot of people that don't really want that to happen. A lot of people who wants to see people divided. I'm not one of those people. I wish everybody could get together, get along, and do what we have to do. But I understand that everybody isn't going to like me, and I understand that everybody isn't going to like what I represent. So I respect that. You don't have to like me, but respect me as a human. You don't even have to respect me as a person, but respect me as a human, as your brother, as one and the same, as your equal. And we can agree to disagree, or you can disagree about things that I say, and I'm going to disagree with things. And that's cool. Debate is all awesome. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with that. So just let's live life and continue to do what I do. And I can't fall in love with no toddies. I love that song. I should have actually uploaded that. That's my shit. I love that track. But shout out to Chief Keef. I'm definitely rocking with dude. But I prefer his older shit when he was talking, when he was opening his mouth, when he rapped. But this is Lil Durk. I Can't Go Like That. Check it out. This is off that Sign to the Streets mixtape. Download that.
Building bitch, I'm getting money. That mean my niggas rich. Still on the block, that mean I'm nigga rich.
I can't go like that. Got a couple style that I get a couple shooters. But a couple style, man, my niggas a shooter. Nigga like me, I can't go like that. Nigga like me, I can't go like that. $1,000 shoes that I put on my feet. These niggas, they bitches, they ain't really from the street. These bitches love money and you niggas real cheap. Nigga like me, I can't go like that. I can't go like that.
What up, man? That's Lil Durk from the Sign from the Streets mixtape. I can't go like that. It's your boy number two. This is DZAM Radio, DZAM Online everywhere. Follow me on Twitter at DZAM Online. It is what it do. It do what it is. We trying to be the biggest thing ever on the internet. La, la, la. Yeah. I'm going to sing tomorrow. Make sure y'all check in. Check out the show tomorrow. DZAM, the Power Hour with my co-host Vanessa Denise. It is what it is. It do what it do. We're going to get back to the hits. Get back to the music. Let's do it. Bopping again. This is the guy.
Pretty guy. Y'all always say. Pretty guy. Take off. Take off. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always say. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me.
And this is how I do it when I don't know the work. Don't run around with that, pack on me. Let's get back to it. The guys, please.
Pretty guy. Y'all always say. Pretty guy. Take off, take off. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always say. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always play. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Huh? All us got clout, so you know the real shit. I linked up with Lil D, he pulling up a fifth. My nigga smell, he living well, he been with the shit. And I'm fire, I dare retire, I'm still doing hits. We against me. Do it every week. Can I just call some hoes up so we can all tweet? My name in the street. Cause I be making beats. A million views on YouTube. Tell hey the recipes. Look, eat a hoe. Get back. We spin y'all like Kit Kat. Get here while I sit back. I'm focused on the bag. You niggas frame like Sinbad. Got a grown bitch. She been bad. In a lemon jet. We poppin' tags, but I ain't tryna brag. I walk around with that pack on me. That sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always see. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always see. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Yeah. Walk around with my dog talking up all the stores. I remember couldn't go shopping, used to be rolling on the more. While your man be whipping up beef, don't get confused and kick a door. And butter popping, you taking off, fucking up the dance floor. Got a sack on me, true religion, double G. My homie keep be shaking shit, say something wrong to me. I'm always pleased, yeah, I can check my IG. Yeah, I got a name, I'm selling weed, I'm smelly LP. All he wants to hold is my ass fat. You bring him on and get crack. I fuck it off cause I get it back. And I'm always with the guys. I never lag. Got big racks and them big racks. Get my pants sagging. I been cash and I'm smoking ass. And I'm always hella fly. Yeah. I walk around with that pack on me. That sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always see. I walk around with that pack on me. That sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always see. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Huh?
Yeah, that was the guys with Flea. catch my breath. I'll be actually doing that dance. It's a dance called bopping. If you want to know how to do the dance, if you want to get on to it, it's the best, like, it's this Lil Kemo, L-I-L space K-E-M-O. Check him out. Little dude is dope. Little guy, he be doing it. I can't remember his name right now. But, yeah, that's the shit. That's the new movement. Yeah, that's my workout. That's how I get it into. So, let's throw it back a little bit. The Notorious. It's definitely true. You dated Lenny Money. You know, no problem. Broke people ain't gonna keep you a problem.
Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop blocks, who mostly doji down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mates, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shell full of love, love. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the goldie sound. Can't no PhD, niggas hold me down. Cuda, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, nigga, spin no dough on the booty. And then yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
IG, the Notorious One. Man, that whole album was dope, man. Life After Death, man. Shouts out to Biggie, man. It is what it is. I know you're proud to see your boy doing big things. So once again, shouts out to P. Diddy and Revolt. It's a TV network. It's a movement. It is what it do. It's music. And I do truly do love music. So yeah, shouts out to that. But I don't know how I forgot this, man. Shout out to one of the best NBA players ever to play the game, Allen motherfucking Iverson. AI, salute my brother, man. He retired the other day, which is cool. It's cool. He had to do what he had to do. He's up there in age. I think he's 38, 37, one of those. I just feel like he could have contributed something to a team. I would have rather seen Miami. I understand they got Norris Cole, and I understand they got Chalmers, but Chalmers was kind of ice cold in the playoffs, and so was Norris Cole, so we don't know what we're going to get there. I would have liked to seen Miami add Allen Iverson to their team instead of Greg Oden. Greg Oden is a waste of fucking money. He's played 82 games, so he's played a season worth of games in 4 years. He's not suiting up now. I don't know what they expect. I guess they expect to keep him around and get 6 fouls from him if they have to play Indiana or something. I don't know what they planning on doing with Greg Oden, but he's a waste of fucking bench space. He's not finna contribute nothing to the team. He had a dunk and a couple rebounds in the preseason. He's Mr. Glass. Y'all scared to play him. He young as shit. And you got him in a suit. He healthy. Cleared to play. And he's in a suit not playing. So what is his purpose? I'm glad he getting money, but he's a waste of space. I would have preferred Allen Iverson get a chance to win a ring with Miami. He doesn't deserve. Greg Oden doesn't deserve a ring at all. The way I was looking at Miami, they were bringing in players that, you know, that deserve to play, that get rings. Shane Battier and Juwan Howard. I think those guys worked hard in the NBA and deserve rings. But I don't know what the fuck Miami's fascination is with these garbage-ass, no-production centers. Eddie Curry, now Greg Oden. Like, you already got Joel Anthony on your roster. What do you need this crap for? Like, come on now. I'm done talking. Like, shouts out to AI, man. Hopefully I see him as an analyst or something on TV, man. Put on a suit, bring the cornrows, and analyze the sport that you were great at, man. Shouts out to AI once again. Shouts out to Nicki Minaj for her costume yesterday. I don't know if you've seen it, but if you didn't see it, I'll be putting the pictures on Twitter account, DZamOnline. That's what it is, at twitter.com. So, Twitter, at DZAM. Like, for real. It's serious. She was like a dominatrix cop, or I don't know what the hell it is, but it was definitely dope. If you're a dude and sees Nicki and you're not impressed by these pictures, you're homosexual. That's my thing. And it was dope though. After I seen the pictures, because I was just looking at Nicki, because Nicki is a dope female. She not just looks good, but her music is incredible. Like, she makes incredible music. But it's kind of dope that she super dope that she has her picture on the back of her iPhone. That's kind of cool. That's cool. But a lot of celebrities probably don't do that because they don't want to seem arrogant or cocky or, you know, give off the wrong vibe. But to me, that's actually dope. I think that's a dope ass shit. And more people who, I mean, she's good at her craft. I mean, I'm pretty sure she knows she's good at it. So that's what's up. Once again, if you want to see the picture, these are excellent pictures if you're a Nicki Minaj fan. If you're not a Nicki Minaj fan, if you're a fan of women, if you're a woman, you should. I just think everybody can appreciate Nicki Minaj in this costume. It's the best, one of the best costumes, one of the best, because the funniest, the one of the best, Lil Bow Wow costume was dope too. The father from Coming to America, that was a dope ass costume. And the dude who dressed, the football player who dressed like a Hakeem from Coming to America, Eddie Murphy character. So that was dope. So that's definitely a dope thing. So we're going to get into Chief Keef Say That Shit. And once again, if you want to see one of the many pictures of Nicki Minaj's costume, go to DZAM Online. That's DEZAMONILINE. So once again, we're going to read. Is that the rewind sign? The rewind sign. DEZAMONI. I can't even spell my own shit. So we're going to do this shit one more time in slow motion. It's DEZAMONILINE. That's what it is. I had to speed it up and slow it down at the same time to get it right. It's DZAM Online. That's on Twitter. Chief Keef, Say That Shit. It is what it is. It does.
So for all my ladies,
please forget about y'all.
Salsa, he be flexin'. Pull up windows down, smell refreshin'. Good loud packs, smell like cat piss. Hangin' on the roof, young and reckless. Rockin' in my rock jeans. Kevin Salsa, every nigga following. I ain't with the arguing. My niggas come click clack, no arguing. She said she love me, whatever that is. We see your off shit get hectic. A lot of standing clips, no actor. No sex, bitch, I only want the next bitch. She said she love me, whatever that is. Do me a favor, say that shit. Like bad kid, bitch, we reckless. Yeah. More hearts are like taxes. She say you know something, he be lacking. No actor.
no salsa, he be flexing. Pull up windows down, smell refreshing. Good loud pack, smell like cat piss. Hanging on the roof, young and reckless. Rocking in my rock jeans.
Man, no bullshit, no lie, man. I just uploaded the damn Nicki Minaj picture to the Twitter, and the whole shit shut down. My fucking internet went crazy. I don't know what the hell just happened. I'm so sorry about that, but we definitely gonna get back into it. Nicki Minaj is definitely hot. And don't jokes. My internet service is A1. I don't know what the hell just happened. But like I said, I uploaded the pic and shit went crazy. I think my computer went nuts. It's excited. Had to go on break. So let's get back at it like nothing never happened. Chief Keef, save me.
So far, my lady.
Damn.
We didn't forget about y'all.
Midwest country, bitch.
Get it too, stupid. Salsa, he be flexing. Pull up windows down, smell refreshing. Good loud pack, smell like cat piss. Hanging on the roof, young and reckless. Rocking in my rock jeans. Kevin Salsa, every nigga following. I ain't with the arguing. My niggas come click clack, no arguing. She said she loved me, whatever that is. We see your off shit get hectic. A lot of sending clips, no actor. No sex, bitch, I only want the next bitch. She said she loved me, whatever that is. Do me a favor, say that shit, bitch. Like bad kid, bitch, we reckless, yeah. More hearts are like taxes. She say no, so he be lacking, no. Do me a favor, say that shit, bitch. You fuck niggas, better stay packing. A lot of standing clips, no actors.
Girl, I'm on that clean shit. You already know. You ain't never seen this. I'm ready to go. Oh, oh, I got 'em saying, ay, 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 ay. I know I've been away, but ay, 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 ay. I'm in your city today.
Radio, it's your boy number two. Shouts out to everybody who listen. I know we had a major malfunction, but it's cool because we're going to get through. Tune in next week, Friday, same time, 9 a.m., going off at the same time, 10:30. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to DZAM, the Power Hour at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock with my host, Vanessa Denise. We salute y'all. Take it out how we take it out. Also, make sure you download the show on iTunes, DZAM Radio, WFSO Radio Network. We work.